So I was home one day and watching some TV show when the doorbell rang. I walked over to the door and Barry, my husband's boss, was there. That kind of surprised me because, I mean, the last time Barry showed up, my husband had a small workplace accident and was at the hospital. When he saw the worried look on my face, I bit my lip and asked, is everything okay? Did something happen? Is my husband alright? Barry told me everything was fine and that he actually had something to discuss with me. Now, that was a surprise. I took his coat and we walked back to the living room. I made a cup of tea and we sat down on the couch. Barry told me that he was going to promote Kevin and it would mean a lot. I mean, a lot of extra money. Oh, wow, I said, that's great. I wasn't really expecting this kind of news. But then Barry also told me that unfortunately it'd mean that my husband would be on the road more often, and that he'd be away for days. Oh. I wasn't sure how I felt about that. Barry must have seen the look on my face, because he moved closer and said that everything would be alright. He'd keep me company. And then, he grabbed and kissed me. His hands roamed my body. He was a big man, fit, good-looking, and just oozed sex appeal. I wasn't sure what was happening, but I could feel my cunt getting wet as he kissed me. I haven't kissed anyone since I've gotten married. I told him, I can't do this. Barry, you need to go. I'm a happily married woman. But Barry just held me against him. I could feel his prick press against my stomach. Oh, and it just made my cunt even wetter. What was happening to me? Barry then said if I didn't fuck him, there'd be no promotion. In fact, no job at all. This wasn't exactly a direct threat, but I got the picture. Barry then asked where my bedroom was. I panicked. No, I couldn't. I couldn't fuck another man in my marital bed. But before I could say anything, he took my hand and led me down the hallway. I told myself that my husband would never need to know about this. I was doing this for him. For his promotion. His job was on the line. I had to help him. But he wouldn't need to know about this. Once we got to the bedroom, I was instructed to strip. Barry did the same. Oh, wow. He was big. His cock was, like, scarily big. I got down on my knees and took his large prick into my mouth. I was gagging, but Barry demanded it. He was so dominant. He told me to finger my cunt while I sucked his meat. He wanted my snatch wet and ready for him to fuck. I had three fingers working my fuck hole. I was slopping wet and loose. Barry then pushed me onto my back, spread my legs open wide. He looked at my needy wet gash and lowered his head. Oh, Jesus, he was going to eat my cunt. Something that my husband would never do for me. My mind was in a haze. Barry and my aching wet cunt was all I could think about. All I could think was Barry and me. Oh, my mind. I think I'm losing my mind. I can't even recall my husband's name. Not when Barry's eating me up like this. It felt so good. I felt his tongue lick from my asshole to my clit, up and down the length of my cunt. He teased me. And then he slipped two fingers into my cunt and then fastened his mouth on my clit. Oh, I was in heaven. I usually don't speak up during sex, but Barry demanded that I beg for it. He wanted me to beg for more. So I did. I moaned to him, suck my fucking cunt. Eat it. Drive your fingers into me. Finger fuck my cunt. I'm gonna come in your cunt-licking mouth. Ah, Barry. I was talking so filthy, I'd never done that before. And all of a sudden, I felt it. I was coming. I was coming. I told him, bury him, coming, just keep eating my fucking hungry cunt. Fuck. I pulled his face into my grinding hip and came. And I came. Barry then rose up from my cunt and growled that it was his turn. He pushed his prick into my face. I grabbed it and licked the cum that covered the head. I took him deep into my mouth and started sucking. I sucked it clean, slobbered it up, and then I told him to go down and fuck me. I guided his prick into my sloppy fuck box and felt his ball slap against my taint as he fucked me. Oh, it felt so good. Barry, I said, come on, pound my fucking cunt. I need your fucking big prick railing my married cunt. Fuck me. Barry looked at me and called me a fucking horny slut. I was. He said he'll be fucking my cunt for the next foreseeable future. I fucking hope so. My cunt needed a big dick railing it, and my hubbies just didn't measure up. I felt Barry's cock grow and twitch in my fuckhole. I knew he was about to come, and so was I. My cunt was on fire, and I needed his spunk to fill my hole and put the fire out. It wasn't long before I got what I wanted. Barry unloaded an unimaginable amount of cum into my cunt. I quenched the flame. As his prick slid from my well-fucked cunt, I took his cock into my mouth and cleaned the cum and cunt cream off of it. He started to get hard again from my sucking, and then started face-fucking me. Having my mouth used like a cunt made me realize just how much I missed sex. Things with hubby were kind of dull, and I knew that things were gonna change, and Barry had fantastic stamina. We just fucked and sucked all day. My poor cunt got such a beating. I felt so sore the next day. My husband came home the next day. Immediately he sensed that something was different. Something was off. And it was cemented when he found Barry's watch on my nightstand. I froze. I was caught. And trapped. So I confessed. There was nothing else I could do. My husband drilled me with questions. He wanted details. Nothing spared. Did Barry come? Did I come? What exactly did we do in bed? I told my husband everything. How I sucked Barry off. How he ate my cunt. Even the dirty talk I did about how big Barry's cock was. I left nothing out. I was worried that my husband would then beat me, but he didn't. He stopped and said he wanted to do what Barry did for me last night. He wanted to fuck me. I paused and asked, You what? You want to fuck me? Did hearing about Barry fucking me turn you on? I was puzzled. My husband nodded. He said he was angry at first, but then this urge to fuck me overcame him. I smiled and I said, well, hubby, here's my sloppy cunt. I haven't showered since last night, so you'll be fucking Barry's cream pie. I lay down on the bed and pulled my soggy panties aside, and my husband's little tiny cock slid right in, balls deep. I could hardly feel his prick after Barry's monstrosity. It was so frustrating. I was so unsatisfied. I was about to speak up when my husband told me that he's always wanted me to be a cum dump. A cum dump? I have to admit, I was surprised that my husband wanted other men to fuck me. It turned him on. I laughed. Don't worry, I'll fuck other guys. I'll fuck plenty of other guys. And then I'll come to you with my married cunt, full of their cum. And then you can clean my cunt with your mouth. I guess the idea appealed to him because he shuddered and came seconds later. Oh, hubby, I said. No time like the present. I still have Barry's jizz in my cunt. And you just emptied your balls. Get down there between my legs. I want you to suck all the cum out. Clean my cunt. If you do a good job, I might even invite Barry back. Then you can see how a real man fucks your wife.